礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他在餐厅里找到了美国同事 Amy。
Hello, Chen Hao. How are you?
还行。哎，不过啊，我有点事儿想征求一下你的意见。
What is it?
你认识我们办公室的素吗？
I've worked on a couple of projects with her. Why?
我告诉你啊，不过你得保密，素正在找工作呢。
Why is that a problem?
她让我做她的推荐人啊。
That bothers you?
素的工作呀不是很靠谱，推荐她那不等于说瞎话吗？
What did you say when she came to you?
我没直接回答她呀，我就说那份新工作听上去是个不错的机会，然后就假称要开会逃掉了。
I have a couple of suggestions for you.
太好了，你快告诉我，我今天一天呀都躲躲藏藏的，生怕遇到素。
Let's sit down over there.
Amy，你快说说我该怎么办。
Sue must have some positive traits or she wouldn't be working here.
优点肯定是有，不过我得仔细想想。
I suggest that you make a list of her strengths.
可她的缺点要比优点多得多啊。
Try not to focus on her shortcomings, but list them out too. You can call them areas where she needs to grow.
那人家给我打电话了解Sue的情况，我该怎么说呀？
You begin by saying that she is a good team player, but could benefit from the opportunity to work independently and grow professionally. That makes you honest.
有道理，我呀，就说她很容易相处，但是如果有一个独立工作需要精湛技能的机会，将对她有帮助。可是 Amy, 我怎么才能不去提她的缺点呢？
Let the interviewer know that you have worked with Sue on a limited basis.So you can only speak about your experience on the team.
就说跟素共事的机会不多，有些情况没有发言权。 Amy 啊，我其实有个更简单的办法，要不这段时间我干脆不接电话了，留言也不回。
Oh, that's cowardly. Besides, it would reflect poorly on you.
要这么说，不回电子邮件也行不通啦。
You have another choice. You can tell Sue that you aren't comfortable in giving references to her,Because you are afraid of saying the wrong thing.
这样好，我就说呀，我自己的英语不够好，搞不好词不达意，再说错了话。
It is difficult when a colleague who is not a good worker asks you for a reference.
你能再重复一遍，我都有哪些选择吗？
If you agree to be a reference, rehearse what you plan to say. Don't allow yourself to be drawn into areas where you are not comfortable.